sin. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. 5'9", brown eyes and a sundress, lust in my grog and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A Michigan jury is now deliberating the fate of Jennifer Crumbly, mother of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly. Prosecutors say Mrs. Crumbly was grossly negligent when she failed to tell Oxford High School officials that the family had guns, including one her son used at a shooting range just a few days before he opened fire at the school, killing four. A second day of severe weather pounding Southern California.
This constant push of water through the next 12 to 24 hours. And then it will start to dwindle a bit. But remember, if you get a flash flood warning, authorities are saying, do not drive. Do not go on the road. We could easily see more than 9 inches in a lot of places, up into the foothills, over a foot. That's why we've got that high risk. Very rare to see 2 days in a row, huge population like this.
ABC's chief meteorologist, Ginger Z. Speaker Mike Johnson says a newly unveiled bipartisan border bill will be dead on arrival in the House. This is ABC News. Some of the world's biggest retailers are going all in on AI. Google and Walmart rolling out features during the holidays, and now Amazon is getting in on the game.
More AI in retail. Amazon announcing the new shopping experience called Rufus. Although it's still in beta for a limited number of shoppers, the idea is that consumers can ask very specific questions, like compare drip and pour-over coffee makers. And while you do get a list of links to products, you can also get easy-to-understand answers, or you can also add a follow-up question, like, which one's easier to clean?
ABC's Becky Worley reporting. A federal judge has cleared the way for a major class action lawsuit against Apple. The company is accused of monopolizing the market for iPhone apps by banning non-app store purchases. Notre Dame Cathedral is expected to open later this year, just before Christmas. Restoration of the landmark's been underway since the 2019 fire. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
So sticky. At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Increasing clouds throughout the day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have highs near 50, northwest winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, highs low 50s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs low 50s. Be listening for Durand Arkansas Boys High School Basketball. Tonight, the Panthers hosting Baldwin Woodville. The Advent Health Panther Preview is at 7, tip-off at 7:15 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Three suspects are in custody and two are on the loose after a break-in, car chase, and crash in Walworth County. Ted Aylin has more.
Lake Geneva police say it started with a Saturday night home invasion in Elkhorn that then led to a police pursuit and a vehicle crash in Lake Geneva. After the suspects ran from the crashed car, one was located by a drone, a second was tased, and a third was apprehended by a canine officer who bit the suspect. Authorities are looking for two others. Police say the fleeing vehicle hit two other vehicles, with minor injuries reported from those collisions.
The state's frozen road declaration is already over. That's the news from the Department of Transportation. That means that road restrictions are back in place. The DOT and local county highway departments say that roads are already thawing, and that's going to make it very difficult to keep them maintained with heavy vehicles moving through. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing with Compeer Financial.
So we're offering a zero down payment option to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Typically, at average, the minimum down payment on a house is 5%. Even that 5% of that purchase price can be a lot. So when you're able to do that, leaves room for, you know, our clients and potential clients not having to wipe out their savings. We are excited to now offer this first-time homebuyer product here at Compeer. Inflation is very real. Things cost more, and it's just been harder for our clients to save. So we're offering this financing product to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Get a hold of us online at compeer.com/STHB or 844-426-6733.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Hey, did you hear Sandy was diagnosed with lung cancer?
I did, but she doesn't even smoke.
Her doctor said that radon can cause lung cancer. In fact, it's the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers.
Radon?
It's a gas with no color or smell. It's been found in homes across Wisconsin.
Can you test for that?
You can test it yourself or hire a contractor. Just visit lowradon.org for details.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. And Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, downtown Durand. All Wisconsin frozen road declarations were lifted on Saturday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says roads will be deemed Class 2 statewide, meaning they could be damaged if heavy trucks drive on them. 1,400 miles of roadway are eligible for the weight restrictions. Now, local government entities get to decide whether they uphold weight limits on roads like county highways and village streets. Seasonal weight restrictions have now been put in place in Pepin, Buffalo, and Chippewa counties. The River Falls Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect in an armed robbery. According to police on Friday evening, a man came into Bob and Steve's BP gas station armed and demanded money. The man was wearing a ski mask, glasses, and a blue sport coat with a white shirt. Anyone with information is asked to contact River Falls Police. A $5,000 reward is being offered by the gas station owners. The lawyers for the teenager accused of raping and killing 10-year-old Lily Peters will continue to fight to have him tried in juvenile court. The lawyers last week filed an appeal of the ruling from a Chippewa County judge to try the now 15-year-old suspect in adult court. They say a trial in juvenile court and a sentence in the juvenile justice system is best. The judge ruled about 2 weeks ago to move the case to adult court. Police claim the teenager beat, raped, and then killed Peters as she was walking home back in April of 2022. The trial is yet to be given a start date. No one was hurt when a fire broke out in a barn in Fairchild over the weekend. Firefighters are now calling it a wildfire. Crews from Fairchild and Augusta Fire Department said the barn was completely on fire when they arrived. They had to stop the fire from spreading. Crews say they're looking for an exact cause, but says it will likely be chalked up as a wildfire. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking to send more help to schools to try and get kids to read better. The Senate Committee on Education tomorrow is set to hold hearings on a plan to spend $50 million on childhood literacy. Specifically, senators are being asked to approve a new Office of Literacy at the State Department of Public Instruction. Minnesota, like Wisconsin, will be adding to the money it's already received to help fight opioid addiction statewide. The Minnesota Attorney General's office says that state will receive just over $4.4 million as part of a nationwide settlement with Publix Health that was announced last week. The company acted as a marketing arm for drug companies during the opioid crisis, developed advertising and sales strategy to help increase the amount of medication prescribed to patients. Minnesota's now received about $564 million from settlements related to the opioid crisis. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Over $5 million in grants will go to southeastern Minnesota port projects. $890,000 will go to the Wabasha Port Authority to establish a new barge terminal facility that includes an access road, sheet pile dock face, steel pipe clusters, truck scales, and a field office. The total cost of the project is $4.3 million. Meanwhile, the Red Wing Port Authority will receive a $900,000 grant to repair concrete decks, timbers, steel columns, and other portions of the Little River bulkhead, and another $1.7 million to construct four new mooring clusters for staging of fully laden grain barges. The total cost of those two projects is $3.4 million. The grants are coming from the Minnesota Port Development Assistance Program. A Menominee man on parole has been arrested for possession of child pornography. According to authorities, 43-year-old Curtis Ames told his parole agent November 29th he had downloaded child pornography onto his Google Drive account. The parole agent then contacted Menominee police and a search warrant for the account was obtained and the phone, and it was searched. Video files showed child pornography found. Ames has been charged with three counts of possession of child pornography as a repeat offender. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development and the West Central Workforce Development Board will host community job fairs in Eau Claire to connect affected workers from the closing of HSHS and Prevea with regional employers on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Florian Gardens Conference Center, and also on Tuesday, February 20th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Casper Conference Center and Student Commons at Chippewa Valley Technical College's Business Education Center. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources says nothing will change in the state following the latest federal decision on wolves. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service last week said it was going to focus on a national wolf strategy. The DNR says that means Wisconsin's new wolf plan will stay the same and wolves will remain protected on the federal endangered species list. The DNR just adopted a new wolf management plan for Wisconsin that eliminates a specific wolf population goal and all but bans hunting of wolves until their population is well over 1,000. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has agreed it will listen to Governor Evers' argument that the state legislature should not be allowed to block his agenda by using statehouse committees, but only for environmental projects. The court on Friday agreed to hear the governor's challenge surrounding the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Conservation Project. The governor sued the legislature for blocking a number of conservation projects, including a massive project that would have blocked off huge portions of the Pelican River Forest. The governor says lawmakers cannot simply use the committee process to scuttle plans that passed as separate laws or parts of the state budget. The governor also wanted the court to weigh in on the UW pay raises, but the justices passed. Still, conservative judges say the decision to hear the case turns the Supreme Court into the governor's avenue to do what he wants, regardless of what the people say. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
The first ever 3D printed brain tissue has been printed in Madison at the University of Wisconsin-Waisman Center. The science breakthrough was done by laying cells side by side compared to stacking as most 3D printers work. While it's still far from printing a whole brain as it is, it could potentially be used for therapeutics or spinal cord implants. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another gorgeous day here for us under partly sunny skies and highs climbing to the low 50s. We'll see increasing clouds tonight, becoming mostly cloudy as lows fall to near 30. Tomorrow, we start off bright and beautiful, but clouds begin to increase as highs spike to the mid-50s. Enjoy it. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
The 6th-ranked Badgers fell to 2nd-ranked Purdue 75-69 in a Big Ten battle in Madison yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyler Wall scored 20 points to lead Wisconsin, but the Badgers out-rebounded by Purdue 42-29 and allowed 21 second-chance points. The Badgers held Zach Edey to 18 points, 6 below his scoring average, but 6 of Edey's 13 rebounds came on the offensive end. 7-4 big man set a program record by scoring in double figures for the 74th straight game. The Badgers now 8-3 in the Big Ten, a game and a half behind the Boilermakers. Illinois tied with Wisconsin for second place after the Illini knocked off Nebraska 87-84 in overtime yesterday. Bucks fell to 1-3 under new head coach Doc Rivers, falling to the Utah Jazz 123-108 in Salt Lake City. Giannis Antetokounmpo led all scorers with 33 points and 13 assists. Bobby Portis added 27. The Bucks wrap up their five-game road trip out west tomorrow in Phoenix against the Suns. Doc Rivers will coach the NBA's Eastern Conference All-Star team on February 18th in Indianapolis. Rivers joined the Bucks after Adrian Griffin was fired 2 weeks ago. He told reporters he intends to give his All-Star money and All-Star ring to Griffin. Fourth-ranked Hockey Badgers knocked off rival Minnesota 2-1 in a shootout on Saturday night to gain a split in their two-game series with the Gophers. Both games in the series went into overtime. Saturday's game was sold out, the Badgers' first sellout since 2019. It marks the highest-attended college hockey game this season. Second-ranked Badger women won their 11th in a row, scoring three times in the third period to overpower number 10 St. Cloud State 5-2 on Sunday afternoon in Madison. The Badgers have now won 19 straight in their series with the Huskies. Super Bowl teams Kansas City and San Francisco both arriving in Las Vegas. They'll meet with reporters today, and they'll kick off on Sunday night at 5:30. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through March 4th, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $36.99, only at AutoZone.
Claim based on Sequence 3 H-Test versus API SP test limits.
Hamlin wins a weather-accelerated race in Los Angeles. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
In the beginning was Daytona.
Here we go.
The birthplace of speed. The launch pad of legends. The great American race.
Oh, they're in the wall.
Every driver looking to be remembered.
Keep digging. Stay in the gas.
Every fan looking for something they'll never forget.
Let's go.
Daytona 500 at Daytona International Speedway, February 18th, 2024. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Denny Hamlin led 54 laps in Saturday night's clash at the Coliseum at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum to take the win. His fourth victory in the preseason exhibition race, but first in the Coliseum. Hamlin says the win is a great momentum builder for his Joe Gibbs Racing team.
Probably the 11 teams, the only thing that really got anything out of tonight. You know, realistically speaking, we got a few new members on our team, both on the road team and engineering. So to break them in with a victory, you know, we spoil them early.
The race was originally going to take place on Sunday night, but was moved to Saturday due to a severe rainstorm that settled in over Southern California and is expected to remain there for several days. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Cedar trees are an unwanted plant in pastures and other areas. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The sooner you can take care of them when they're small, the better, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Eastern red cedar trees are native to the central part of the country, but also considered an invasive weed when they choke out pastures or grow adjacent to hardwood forests. They compete for nutrients and deplete plant diversity, and the seeds are spread by birds. Adam Smith is the Forestry and Fire Bureau Chief with the Nebraska Forest Service. He says the control method you use depends on how tall the tree is. Trees that are shorter than the surrounding grass are easiest to kill using prescribed fire.
So low-intensity fire that can engulf and kind of consume the entire tree is ideal. That's when we should be managing for these trees because it's safe and cheap. As the trees get bigger, the conditions have to change for the prescribed fire where you need more fuel on the ground. It probably needs to be a little bit hotter, may need a little bit more wind to get to those trees. And at some point, the trees get so big that fire can be not the easiest methodology to try and manage those trees.
Once the trees get too tall, fire may not reach the top of the tree, which is what needs to be killed for the fire to be effective. The next option is mechanical control. This includes cutting the trees out with a skid steer and tree shears or grinding the trees in place, and they won't grow back.
It's fairly simple. As long as you cut below the lowest branch to where there's no green foliage left on the stump, it's done. It's a very easy application of management. Just cut below the lowest limb. The biggest problem is then you're often left with the top of the tree that you have to find some way of disposing or utilizing.
It can be less expensive if you get some value out of the larger trees. Smith suggests using them for wood shavings or as biochar. Learn more about controlling cedar trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James Black Boots, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The objective with this new line was basically to create a collection of boots that were going to be elevated, quality made, using the finest materials and craftsmanship available. Some of the key quality construction details that carry throughout the line would be premium cowhide lining, hand-nailed leather sole, and simplistic design. Cody James Black, only at Boot Barn.
50 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets on WRDN. Double-digit gains in the milk markets. March milk up 32 to 1770. April up 29 to 1799. May up 16 to 1809. June milk up 21 at 1840. Meanwhile, cheese markets, barrels up 4 to 159. 40-pound blocks steady at 165. Two trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter steady at 274 and a half. No trades. Dry weigh steady at 50 and three quarters, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle and feeder cattle markets are moving up mostly lower after starting the day, mostly higher today. However, some profit taking now has begun to kick into the markets, a lot of consolidation as well. Hog markets following suit, also moving mostly lower. February live cattle down 7 cents to 180.47. April down 47 cents to 183.27. June down 72 cents to 181.05. March feeder cattle down $1.47 to $2.43.32. April down $1.22 to $2.48.97. May down $1.15 to $2.54.12. February hogs down 62 cents to $74.82. April down 82 cents to $83. May down $1.10 to $87.42. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans moving mostly mixed today, while wheat moving mostly lower with double-digit losses. Now, there's really not a lot of fresh bullish news, so the funds continue to sell off due to the lack of any type of fresh bullish news as well. But there is a little bit of short covering starting to creep into some of the soybean markets, but really the rest of the grain complex moving mostly lower. March corn down 1.5 to 441 and a quarter. May down 1.25 to 452 and a quarter. July down 1.25 to 461 and a quarter. New crop up 0.5 to 477 and a quarter. March beans up 4.25 to 1192 and three quarters. May up 3 to 1201 and a quarter. July up 2.5 to 1210 and three quarters. November up 3.75 to 1174 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, March down 12.5 to 587 and a quarter. May down 11.5 to 596 and a half. July down 11.25 to 601 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat, March down 10.25 to 689 and a half. May down 9.25 to 692 and a half. Energy markets higher today. March crude oil up 54 cents to 72.82. April up 53 cents to 72.83. Chicago gas, rather. March now up 3 cents to 217. April up 2 cents to 240. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Farmers with alfalfa should be checking the fields for winter damage. We'll talk about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
With higher than normal temperatures and less snowfall than normal, Upper Midwest farmers could see some damage to alfalfa. Randy Welsh with Cropland says things green up this spring. Farmers should check those alfalfa fields.
So the simplest way to do this is when the ground gets soft enough to dig, just take a spade out in your alfalfa fields that you may suspect some winter damage. Just dig the crowns. If the crowns are white and solid inside, like a carrot, you know, white like a vegetable inside that's solid, white like a potato, they're fine. They're going to live. You'll start to see the evidence. The buds will be there. Those buds that were formed last fall will be evident. You'll start to see them have a little tinge of green to them. So they're going to live just fine. Now, on the other hand, if you dig those crowns and they're mushy and brown inside and they're basically like a potato that was in your garage that froze that you forgot to get out of the garage before you got below zero, if they're mushy, then they're obviously dead. So it's really a fairly simple process.
Welsh says there are some considerations to think about before you choose where to dig.
Well, what I would do is look at soil types. So you want a north slope, south slope, sandy soil, heavy soil. those would be the representative areas that you might want to take a look at. The other obvious areas that you want to take a look at is where you have wheel tracks. If there's any compaction in the field, those are the areas that are most likely to winter kill, because you've had basically, you know, compaction there and some damage to those alfalfa crowns. But I would probably just take a representative area of the field that you feel, if you had some winter kill injury in the past, maybe that would be a way to think about that. But, you know, 3 to 5 areas in the field that would be representative of that soil type and that field might be a good area to dig and actually take a look at the health of those crowns. The other part of that answer would be you want to dig enough crowns so that you have a representative area within probably about in 1 square foot. I'd like to have somewhere between 5 to 7 good, healthy alfalfa plants.
If that figure drops below 5 plants per square foot, Walsh says no matter how healthy the crowns are, you should consider rotating the stand. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. From the Corn Soybean Expo last week, Wisconsin corn growers elected James Giese, a corn farmer from Alma Center, who takes over as president of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. Giese was nominated from the floor and received the positive election result. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture also announced the following corn producers would start their 3-year terms as elected members of the Wisconsin Corn Promotions Board. For District 3, that included Zachary Stolvit of Seymour, District 5, Mark Burgert of Darlington, and District 6, Ryan Ripp of Lodi. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Soybean Growers re-elected Wisconsin Soybean Association President Sarah Stelter to another term. She's from Wautoma. She was elected by unanimous consent. USDA has published a final rule that would amend the Transportation Credit Balancing Fund provisions in the Appalachian and Southeast Federal Milk Market orders. It also would establish distributing plant delivery credits in the Appalachian, Florida, and Southeast FMMOs. The final rule is a result of a hearing held February 28th through March 2nd last year in Tennessee. The hearing highlighted a longstanding milk deficit problem in the 3 southeastern orders and its impact on producers, cooperatives, and handlers serving the markets. The final rule implements a number of proposals to address the chronic issue and makes minor clarifying changes to the provisions based on public comments received. Among some of the changes, the rule updates the components of the mileage rate calculation and increases the maximum assessment rates on Class 1 milk. The amendments will be effective for milk marketed on or after March 1st of 2024. The final rule was published on February 1st of this year. Of course, USDA is looking at revamping the entire federal milk market order system. They've wrapped up their hearings and are expected to make some decisions later on this fall. The Cattle Facts Outlook Seminar at the 2024 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in Florida shared expert market and weather analytics last week. The smallest beef cow inventory in the last 50 years, coupled with historically strong demand, led to the highest average fed cattle and calf prices in 2023. As reduced cattle numbers and beef production continue over the next 3 years, leverage and profitability will continue to favor cattle producers. Despite record prices, an expansion will likely be delayed once again. Lingering drought, high input costs, limited labor, high interest rates, and market uncertainty all will serve as headwinds against growing the cow herd. Cow and bull processing is forecast to be 6.5 million head this year, down about 800,000 from 2023. Though cattle inventories may stay elevated for a few months, they're expected to decline significantly through the second half of 2024, according to Kevin Good of Cattle Facts. Because of the unseasonably warm weather, some area highway departments are now imposing seasonal weight restrictions early. Pepin and Buffalo and Chippewa counties all are putting seasonal weight restrictions now in effect starting today. The warm weather is also starting to have the maple syrup flow begin. There are some maple syrup farmers who are now starting to tap maple trees. It's unclear on how this unseasonably warm weather will affect this year's maple syrup tap. America's soy complex exports added $39.8 billion to the U.S. economy in 2022-2023 on a volume of 67.6 million metric tons. The shining star was U.S. soybean meal exports, breaking records for both volume and value at 13.2 million metric tons and $6.91 billion, respectively. Increased demand from both Colombia and Ecuador boosted U.S. soybean meal exports by 15% and 36%, respectively, above their five-year averages. Meanwhile, increased volume and higher prices saw U.S. soybean meal exports increase in value by 39% over the last 5 years. Despite persistent global challenges to international businesses, U.S. whole soybean exports hit 54.2 million metric tons and kept pace with the previous five-year average. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it, we've got you. Always.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Near record highs are expected today through Thursday in our ag weather forecast. Now, with the record warmth, though, will come some unseasonably high amounts of moisture as well. So despite highs getting into the 50s in February, relative humidities will remain elevated through the week. Rain will move back into the forecast Wednesday night through Thursday with a light rain-snow mix possible on the backside of a system from Thursday night into Friday. By next week, more seasonable temperatures will return, though we'll still be running above normal. But this week's temperatures of 20-plus degrees above normal will become only 5 degrees above normal next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 47 to 52, relative humidities at 40 to 45%, north winds at around 5 shifting to the south. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 26 to 31, relative humidities at 93 to 98%, light winds becoming south at around 5 late. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 48 to 53, relative humidities at 42 to 47%, south winds at 6 to 11, we'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs 50 to 55. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. For Friday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, highs 40 to 45. By Saturday, mostly cloudy, cooler, highs 35 to 40. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Everywhere I look, there's something new.
don't keep, love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some. Like to laugh, tears don't last, and scared's what praying's for. If it's close, swing the bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold them close, till the brakes go for broke, be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it you learn the hard. Take it slow, cause time sure won't. The rhythm makes you a man. Just being true to her till your glass runs out the same. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Driving down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. There's cold margaritas and hot
waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some bitch somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salty evening air on some beach somewhere.
Till life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't.
Profit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Something different this time. You're coming over tonight, 'cause you could. myself a drink.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you. Say it best when you say nothing at all.